talking about bringing your citrus down to a local food bank. And someone had called in with a question about a news story, and we've got this little citrus bug that they may not be accepting. You have a complete update for us, I understand.
Well, I've got enough info, I think, that we can, first of all, we do not have citrus greening disease in Arizona. Okay? So let's just start with that. The disease is not here. The carrier or the vector of the disease, a little psyllid, is. And they have found these psyllids in places. So there are some quarantines in places. So because we're trying to isolate this, the potential for this disease by trying to isolate where this psyllid is. And so there are some areas that are quarantined. So when you go to bring your citrus fruit to a place, they don't know if you are in a quarantined area or not. So they've just decided that you can't bring it to them. They don't have a way to treat the fruit. If the fruit is in a quarantined area, if you wash it or treat it a certain way, then it's still okay. Then it's okay to distribute or to move around. But what they don't want is people moving citrus trees, fruit, whatever, from quarantined areas to non-quarantined areas, and losing track of this approach that we have in the state of Arizona to try and make sure we don't end up with this disease. So what they had to do was just say, you can't bring it to us. Now, you can call some of the food banks and they will go to if they go pick it and they have total control over it and they know where it's coming from, they will still do that, some of them. The other thing, quite frankly, that was happening is that people were using the food banks as a way to just get rid of their citrus. And I think, there was a lot of dumping going on. A lot of people were bringing citrus that was not good quality. You know, it was not good fruit. All of those things. So the food banks have ended up just kind of being the dumping grounds for a lot of our citrus, and then that puts them in a position of having to dispose of it and not. So it's got to be good quality fruit too. I mean, it's just not something we just want to go dump on them because you don't want it, and it makes you feel better that you're giving it to a charity. So there's a couple things in play here, but the big thing is, number one, we don't have the disease, okay? That's not why this is in place.
And this vector, psyllid?
It's a psyllid.
It's
a little insect, for lack of a,
travels on the surface of the grapefruit?
Well, it can. The big thing is when people pick fruit, they leave a stem or a leaf attached. That's really where it is.
Okay, yes.
So yeah, if you were to pick the fruit and not have any stem or leaf attached, that's one of the things. So you have to pick it properly.
Oh, so the psyllid's probably on the stem or leaf itself.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you bring a box of citrus in and it's got stems and leaves in it, there's a chance you have that psyllid in there. And then it could get on the fruit, the skin of the fruit, and travel that way. So they wash the fruit, and there's a way to put I think packers, the citrus packing people, have to wash now if they want to ship that fruit.
And the psyllid is another one of the California immigrants that we've got?
No, this is kind of from the other direction.
Florida. The other citrus.
Floridian.
Mexico.
Uh-huh.
It's a more tropical. And they think one of the reasons it's not taking hold here is because we get cold enough and they aren't able to reproduce and transmit the disease, that sort of thing. So.
And what is citrus greening disease?
Well, long and short of it, it just shortens the life of the tree. It kills the trees. It basically keeps them from being able to produce fruit, and they just start dying, and they die. And they do have the disease in some places.
But not in Arizona.
And our citrus growers, our nurseries that grow citrus trees to resell, have gone to extensive means to isolate their trees, to make sure that they're clean. And that being said, we don't have the disease. Our State Department of Agriculture has just been right on top of this and has done a great job keeping tabs of it. So,
a quick email question before our news break. Karen wants to know, we had the frost earlier this week, and we were talking about it, and last week we spent a little bit of time talking about proper protection. Mm-hmm. With holidays, with the busy season, it's not realistic for everyone to constantly be out there covering. Mm-hmm. And we had a little rain. Will a soaked fabric cloth with rain that freezes left on the plant hurt the plant?
Well, no more than that fabric freezing without the water on it would have. In fact, you know, one of the last resort things that an orchard or a grove will do, or even nurseries, if it's going to get really, really, really cold and they can't cover their plants, is they will hose them down. They'll turn the fire hydrants on. They'll go out there with fire and they'll just cover things in water, because when things freeze, it actually releases energy. It's actually warmer when you have water freezing, and it acts as an insulator. So it actually could be warmer if it's wet.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.